patreon.com/thewalkoffpodcast. $4 a month gets you in there.
Baseball, Blue Jays, and more baseball. It's the walk-off with Scott Belford and Adam Mack.
This ball is crushed.
The Die Hard podcast for the casual fan.
And another one. My goodness.
Hello and welcome to the walk-off, everybody. I'm Scott Belford, joined as always by the best co-host in the biz, Adam Mack. We got a bit of a mini episode today, Adam.
My favorite kind of episode.
Mini episode. You couldn't even fill all of the topics that we have on the side of the screen here. For those of you on audio, just ignore everything we're talking about right now. we have an overlay normally where we display the six topics we're going to hit on, and it is a mini episode, so we've only got three, and Adam's not bothering, so it's perfect. Okay, these are our topics. We're going to get into Vladdy's injury and whether or not he will join the WBC. We are going to talk Otto Lopez, the great story that he is, where he could wind up at the start of the season. And then we're also going to wish good luck, if we will, to the Canadian team as they try to advance for the first time past their pool round, which is very cool. Okay, let's get into it. It was announced just today by Hazel May. She tweeted out, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. told me he watched every Team Dominican Republic game at the World Baseball Classic. Now that he's healthy, he's still open to joining his countrymen at the tournament. Guerrero said a decision will be made after a conversation with John Schneider later in the day. Of course, he's making his comeback from his injury, minor inflammation in his knee. That's all cleared up. So he's playing in this spring training game against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Let's talk really quick here, Adam, on where we stand about him joining his countrymen, playing for Team Dominican in this World Baseball Classic. And I know we kind of touched on this yesterday a little bit. How much these Dominican players, these Cuban players, a lot of these Latin American players, and even overseas in Japan and Korea, there is a pride for playing for your team and playing in this tournament that maybe doesn't hit the same for American players.
Yeah.
Vladdy really wants to be a part of this Dominican Republic team. Do you see any problem with this? Obviously, there is the concern of injury, but I'm almost personally on the side of let's take the bubble wrap off. It's probably only a couple games. Is he going to be that much more ramped up than playing in a spring training game? Where are you at on that?
Yeah, I mean, I want him to play in it.
Me too, buddy.
I'm not. Yeah, take the bubble wrap off. I mean, it is what it is. He can get injured. Well, we saw he could get injured in a spring training game. So There's, I don't know. It's just, I want him to have fun and be happy going into the season. And if this is going to help, let's build that relationship. Let's not put up any barriers to anything. I don't know.
I agree so much with that take, dude, of like, if it makes him happy and he's that passionate about this, then let him do it. I don't think it's that big of a risk. This is a tweet from Keegan Matheson, by the way. He says, Schneider says the Blue Jays are taking it one day at a time with Vladdy and the potential of him joining the Dominican Republic at the WBC. We all understand his passion for his country. I think everyone's focus right now is just on him being healthy and playing with the Jays. So that's John Schneider. I feel like let him play. We kind of just touched on that. Give us Freddie Freeman. Let Freddie Freeman play for Canada. He tweaked his hamstring yesterday, so he's probably not going to be in the lineup against Mexico today. A big decision-making game here as to who advances, Mexico or Canada, kind of the winner of that game does.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, look, Vladdy's going to benefit, too, from playing in, I mean, it's a playoff atmosphere.
Yes.
Right? This is a guy who doesn't have a whole lot of playoff experience. Let him play. Let him play, that's what I say.
Let him play in a big game, because that's exactly what these games are going to be, especially on Team Dominican Republic, where they are the favorites. They are expected to win. The country behind them, their fandom behind them, expects them to win. This is very similar to Canada in a hockey tournament, right? It's just like the expectation is a win. Anything else is a loss. But that doesn't inspire a competitiveness that you want to see in your players. And I would love to see Vladdy get a chance here. Drop your comments in the YouTube section here. What do you think? Should Vladimir Guerrero Jr. be allowed to go play for his country in the World Baseball Classic? And do you think it's a good idea? Do you think all of this is just being overblown a little bit? That's kind of the side I'm on, is that, you know, let him play. How much is, you know, like, what big of a difference is it him playing first base and taking three at bats with Team Dominican than against the Pirates on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday in spring?
Yeah. And I don't think this is going to be a major factor, but I do think this is going to be a consideration, the decision we make on contract negotiations. Now, you could say, look, I'm blowing this into a bigger deal than it is. I'm not saying that this is going to be the make or break factor, but we do have to consider in the next 3 years, we've got to lock him up long term. If this is something that's important to him, if he wants to play in the World Baseball Classic and do these sorts of events, if he feels like, look, the Blue Jays are a team that's never going to let me play for my country, or the Blue Jays are a team who always let me play for my country, that's a factor, right? Like, if it matters to him, then it's a factor. Even if it's a small one. It's a small one.
Even if it's a small factor.
Whatever. That's.
I would like to see the Blue Jays go. Be cautious. Make sure he's 100% healthy. I don't wish to see them sending him there with inflammation still in his knee and letting him limp around. Exactly. But if he's good to go and he's ready to play spring training games, let him play.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Speaking of World Baseball Classic games, there is a big one coming up against Mexico and Canada. The winner of this is going to advance out of their pool. And if Canada pulls it off, it'll be the first time that they have advanced since the World Baseball Classic started in 2006. Now, we're going to talk a little bit of Otto Lopez. He, of course, is on the bubble to make the Blue Jays team this year. Utility, probably getting some time at shortstop to relieve Bo from time to time, getting some time at second base. He plays a little bit of outfield. He was 8-for-15 in spring training so far. Went to the WBC to play for Team Canada. He's a great story, by the way, Otto Lopez. Born in the Dominican Republic, spent the majority of his childhood in Montreal when his dad was moved there for a teaching job. They've gone back to DR. He was then signed by the Blue Jays for $60,000 in the international free agency. Worked his ways up all the way to on the verge of the majors, of a spot on this Toronto Blue Jays team. Of course, he got his debut last year. He went, 6-for-9 or something like that at the plate? Something very like small that, sample yeah. size. Anyways, maybe we're overblowing Otto Lopez here and his accomplishments today, but my goodness, he is having himself a heck of a tournament at the WBC, buddy. He is stealing bases. He's getting on base. He's hitting singles. He's driving in runs. Had a massive 3-run home run yesterday in that 5-0 win over Colombia. The kid is looking good, man. And I say ride that hot hand. I would love to see Otto come back and just be kind of given that spot. Listen, I love Addison Barger. I think a little bit of time in AAA for him is only going to benefit him. I like Nathan Lucas, but again, I just feel like Otto Lopez is proving himself and probably the guy that we're going to see given that 26th man spot. When you look at Otto Lopez, 24-year-old, he's ranked 16 on the Blue Jays prospect list. Obviously, it's more his floor that the Blue Jays are impressed with than his actual ceiling. I think there are a lot higher ceiling prospects in this system. But when you look at the possible gentleman who can fill this final spot, is there anyone that makes more sense than Otto Lopez to you?
I guess I'd have to say no. It does feel like it's a Santiago Espinal comparison fair for me to make.
Yeah, that's a great comparable.
Younger, middle infielder. I mean, if Otto Lopez could handle shortstop duties or maybe third base duties. I mean, we don't spend too much time on this, but we've talked before. The guy with maybe the most trade value of that three-headed dragon at second base is Santiago Espinal right now. All-star last year. Still young, under a good level of control for the team. So, like, there's some real appeal for another team. However, I don't think anybody wishes to see Kevin Biggio as the replacement at shortstop or at third base.
As backup shortstop there, yeah.
So if we had Otto Lopez as a competent option, as a backup shortstop, maybe that opens the door to a Santiago Espinal trade, if down the road at some point. So yeah, for
Very
me, that's
possible.
That's, looking a little bit down the road, but yeah. I'm high on Otto Lopez, I think. Well, I've talked myself into it.
I like Otto Lopez a lot. I mean, we'll end this segment with just stating that 26-man roster spot, this is probably going to change half a dozen times throughout the season. It's really not that big of a deal of who breaks camp with this organization and this team. I think that in the long run, we are going to see Nathan Lucas make his MLB debut this season. In the outfield, he's looked really good. He's 28. He plays all three outfield positions. I think we're going to see Addison Barger make his major league debut this season. I think we're going to see some of these kids get that boost up. There's going to be some bad tacos. There's going to be opportunity for playing time. And it's kind of irrelevant who breaks camp with the team. However, the person who breaks camp with the team does get that first opportunity. And if you can run with it, you can lock yourself in. I mean, look at Santiago Espinal, right?
Mm-hmm. That
he was really on the bubble last season.
Yeah,
no,
really played himself into a role and kind of took Cavan's job away. The 26th spot on the roster is, I mean, the way rosters are used nowadays, like bullpen is the same way. Almost a formality to be one of the back end of the bullpen guys out of camp, right? Like everybody's going to get their shot. And same goes for that 26th spot. It's going to depend on, like you said, where the bad tacos come. Is it an outfield thing that needs to be replaced? And then maybe we see Lucas gets brought up. I don't know. Good Canadian kid. He's playing well for Team Canada. It was fun yesterday watching the game, listening to Buck consider, are they going to try bunting him here? And then like 3 seconds later, that 3-run home run.
Yeah. He's like, let him swing away, baby.
yeah, good stuff. All right, okay, Canada, so Mexico.
Let's end on just that there. Canada, Mexico this afternoon. Go Canada. Big opportunity here to do something that this national team has never done, which is advance out of their pool in the World Baseball Classic. They have a real shot against Mexico here tonight, or this afternoon, I should say. Fingers crossed, would love to see this team continue to play in the tournament. And if not, you know what? They had a really good run so far. Anything to add here, Adam?
No, it's exciting. I got myself a little bit onto the hype train there yesterday.
Yeah.
For World Baseball Classic, finally. So
that's right. We're in. All right, everybody. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for listening and watching. This is something we probably should have done right off the top, but today's episode is brought to you by KK Poker. If you are an online poker fan, some of us like to indulge from time to time, then what you can do is go to KK Poker. If you put $50 down, they're going to match that $50. And then there's a free $20 just for signing up with our code, the walk-off. So for $50, you're basically getting an extra $70 on there for your poker playing good times, if you will.
It's US bucks too. So that's like $300 Canadian, I'll tell you firsthand.
So KK Poker /the walk-off. We appreciate you looking after the folks who look after us. All right, everybody. We are going to release an interview tomorrow, and then we will see you all on Friday. Take care of yourselves.
Thanks for listening to the Walk Off Podcast with Scott Belford and Adam Mack, with a new episode every Friday.
Oh. Osborne with a drive. Cheese and crackers. Chose to pitch to him. Wrong move.
Thanks for listening.